First, new rules for the treatment of detainees in U.S. custody. Prisoners captured in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere in the war on terror. The Pentagon today released an updated version of the Army Field Manual that governs prisoner interrogation techniques. For more, we're joined by NPR's John Hendren. John covers the Pentagon. He was at a briefing today on this new manual. John, let's start with things have been taken out of the manual. There are techniques that have been dropped.
That's right. They've not so much been taken out as been specifically prohibited after having been just omitted in many cases from the previous manual. And that includes things like requiring prisoners to be nude, depriving them of food or sleep, forcing them to engage in sex acts, sensory deprivation, waterboarding, which is a specific technique that makes it feel like you're drowning. A lot of things like that are now out of the manual.
Well, those were, and you're right, those hadn't been specifically in the manual before, but they're now absolutely prohibited because of all the things that happened in Abu Ghraib and controversy about Guantanamo. What is new here? What is the Army now saying this is what you can do in an interrogation?
Well, the main new thing is that there is one standard for all detainees in terms of interrogations. That is, you don't have this prisoners of war status, which gives them a sort of elite status that's protected by the Geneva Conventions, and then this unlawful combatant status that the Bush administration has carved out of the Geneva Conventions, something that's not mentioned in the Geneva Conventions. These people are all subjected to the same interrogation standards. There are certain things that prisoners of war get that enemy combatants don't. In other words, they can get packages, they can get pay, they are prohibited from being separated from their colleagues. Those are all things that the POWs get that unlawful combatants don't. But as far as interrogations, they're all subjected to the same standard.
This is a public Army field manual, we should note. This is a public document. Are there classified components to the military's interrogation routine that we don't know about, but that maybe sources at the Pentagon acknowledge may be there?
No, the Pentagon says that is not the case, and there were many in the Pentagon. As a matter of fact, I spoke to someone just today who said that that was a mistake, that they had really felt compelled by members of Congress not to have a classified section. And the reasoning on that is if you had a classified section, then you wouldn't be spelling out absolutely everything that is done in interrogations, as they claim right now under the current standard. Their concern is that people in Al-Qaeda, for example, could just hand out a checklist and say, here's what the Americans do.
Does this field manual, this applies to the U.S. Army, the Marine Corps, all of our active duty military forces. What about the CIA?
This applies to all interrogators under DOD interrogation facilities. So even in Abu Ghraib, for instance, a CIA officer could not violate these standards. However, there is a notable omission, and that is if CIA officers are doing interrogations in other facilities, for instance, in a prison in Uzbekistan, for instance, they would not be subjected to these prohibitions.
This manual was supposed to come out last spring, I think, John. There's certainly been a lot of talk in the Pentagon, in Congress, and elsewhere about developing new interrogation standards. But it didn't come out in the spring. What happened?
Well, there was so much debate about many of these provisions and whether there ought to be a classified section of it. Senator McCain got a measure passed that prohibited torture. All of these things required the Army to take a little extra time. I was actually briefed on this in the fall by senior Army officials, and at that time they said it was going to come out within a month or two.
Huh. So if I'm a terrorism suspect, I'm captured by the U.S. tomorrow, what happens to me?
Well, you have a pretty good idea of what is allowed to happen to you, and what they are not allowed to do. There are a couple of things that have been specifically added to the previous interrogation techniques, and you'll know about this ahead of time. That includes good cop, bad cop techniques, using a false flag to pretend that you're being interrogated in a different country where the standards would be different, and separation, that is isolation.
All right. NPR's John Hendren speaking with us from the Pentagon on the new field manual for interrogation. And there's more coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.